Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. You can also hear Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality, and now Dimitri live and dangerously local is the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Before we get to this next audio clip that I have for you, again, if you just joined us, breaking news, President Donald Trump has declared the preemptive pardons of Joe Biden to be void, vacant, and of no further force or effect. The president issued that statement, I believe, early this morning or late yesterday evening. Local media not covering it at all. Shame on all of them. Thank God you've got me. So this is going to be fascinating. It really is, because the Joe Biden didn't sign the pardons. It was done by auto pen. I could have signed those pardons with an auto pen. And here's the other thing, by the way. You can very easily make the argument before the Supreme Court, I'm sure this is going to the Supreme Court, that Joe Biden didn't even, his mind wasn't even working properly to make those kinds of judgments. And the best example, the best evidence is a lawyer in Joe Biden's Department of Justice, a guy named Herr, his last name is Herr, H-U-R, who interviewed Joe Biden to determine if any kind of charges could be brought against him or his family or whatever. And Herr said in his report that Joe Biden's mind was, I'm paraphrasing here, of course, that his mind was shot, that he just doesn't understand anything. And this was even before the debate. Even before the debate. And so for anyone trying to make an argument now that Joe Biden knew what he was doing, even though he used an auto pen for all these preemptive pardons, I mean, in the thousands of these things. I mean, good luck with that. I'm telling you, this is huge. This is a huge, huge development that is opening up a can of worms that the Trump haters are, they're losing their minds right now this morning. They're absolutely losing their minds. So stay tuned. There'll be more information regarding that. But before we get to that, I want to talk with you about where I was on, I guess it was Thursday. The hospital situation in Martins Ferry, East Ohio Regional Hospital. Very, very, very sad. So many of the employees there have lost their health insurance, and now apparently they're not getting paid. And the news reports are indicating that the hospital seems to be on a death spiral. I say seems to be because I don't know. All I can tell you is the news reports here in the Valley pretty much say it's coming to an end. I hope they're wrong. I suspect they're probably right, but I don't know. So they had a big protest on, I believe it was Thursday. And I thought to myself, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out there, show support for them, bring them some cookies. I stopped at the Fat Apple, one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC, got a few dozen cookies, and I included the Fat Apple logo on top of the box, and also scotch-taped Serena Heckathorn's business card and Michaela Williams' business card. Michaela Williams is the manager of the St. Clairsville office for Health Markets Insurance Agency, and I went down there and met with, I think it was Nikki, who I believe organized the protest, very nice lady. And I said, hey, you know, this is from Health Markets Insurance Agency, Fat Apple Cookies. This is for all these poor people who are protesting. And they appreciated them very, very much, and also passed out the business cards for Serena Heckathorn and Health Markets Insurance Agency, because they're all geared up to handle all the health insurance needs of people who are now without health insurance, not just at the hospital, but anywhere. And so just get in touch with Serena Heckathorn and Health Markets Insurance Agency. They're all geared up. They'll complete the forms for you. They'll do everything for you. Everything for you. Explain everything. They're there to help. So I was there. Took lots of pictures, posted lots of pictures on Facebook, and even did a music video, if you will, using some of the pictures that I took. All the people were very nice, very friendly. It was very sad. And, you know, all the signs. You can see all of it on my Facebook page there. So I reached out to them, and look, it ain't much. I'm a talk show host. What am I going to do? I've got clients. Well, I can use some of my clients to make life just a little bit better for them, even if it's just handing out cookies and handing out business cards saying, look, if you need health insurance, Health Markets Insurance Agency, Serena Heckathorn, is all geared up waiting for your call because she knows a lot of people need health insurance. So just wanted to let you know that I was there. Oh, in fact, that should be the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
All right, so that's the Belmont Buzz. I should have played that at the beginning of this, but I've got all these papers and everything that I'm trying to put together, and it's not. It's a Monday, and not a good one. And not a good one at all. All right, let's see next. This is really interesting. This is an interview, an audio clip that you're going to hear of the woman who defeated Liz Cheney to become the new member of Congress for Wyoming. Her name is Harriet Hegman, whatever. She's very sharp. And in this interview, she is describing how the Department of Education, forget about what the media tells you. The old legacy media is just so corrupt. It's just propaganda. That's all this is. It's just propaganda. She describes how the Department of Education, which gets literally billions of dollars from you and produces utter crap. Take a look at all of the scores for reading proficiency and math proficiency and science proficiency, and not just here in the Upper Ohio Valley with all of the public schools, but nationwide. It produces such crap. How the Department of Education essentially is a money laundering scheme, a multi-billion dollar money laundering scheme. Don't take my word for it. Hear it for yourself.
Huge program targeted at these bureaucrats.
Yes.
And so what could you expect?
Well, let's look at the Department of Education. The Federal Department of Education has a budget of about $280 billion a year. Less than 25% goes to educating our students. So where does the other $220 billion go? It goes to a bureaucracy. It goes to a consultant. And that consultant then donates money back to the Democrats. And then it goes to a different consultant. And then it goes to an NGO. I mean, it is money laundering and money churning at its absolute best. And you can look at almost every single agency and you will find it. So the brilliance of DOGE isn't that he's going in and cutting spending. He doesn't have the authority to do that. We're the ones that have the authority to do that. What I want him to do is come up with a report, go through agency by agency by agency, identify every single program that we should not be funding, put a number attached to it. We slap a preamble on the front of that report, and we say that every single agency is having their budget cut by X amount as shown in the attached report, and none of those programs can go forward from here on out.
And this is why Democrats are losing their minds over Elon Musk. It's all about money.
Not one Democrat in America voted for Elon Musk. Elon Musk is seizing the power that belongs to the American people. We are here to fight back.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. God bless Representative Harriet Hegman from Wyoming. God bless you and your family. Catch you on the next one.
That's how it's done. That's how it's done. And you had heard Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, the senator, screaming there at the end. The reason the Democrats are losing their minds over Elon Musk and Doge is because we're uncovering all of the money laundering schemes, and they are multi-billion dollar money laundering schemes. even the Department of Education. You just heard that fewer than 25% of the money actually goes for anything connected with education. It's a money laundering scheme. That's why they're losing their minds. All of these people who are protesting against Elon Musk, whether nationally or locally, we've got a ragtag group of Marxist misfits that march up and down a few streets every once in a while, and the local media loves them because they hate Trump and all that. But when you stop and look at their signs, and when you listen to what they're saying, they never question any finding by DOGE, this Department of Government Efficiency. They never say, oh no, he got this wrong, he got that wrong. Big Balls didn't do this, he got this wrong, and you know, that. What? They never question any of it, because all of the findings regarding fraud and corruption and waste and everything else, they're all posted on ex-Twitter. They never complain about anything being incorrect. This is really an important point. And the media, whether it's the national media that covers these idiots or the local media that covers these idiots, the reporters never ask, well, what specifically did Elon Musk get wrong? Well, of course, they can't answer that because he got nothing wrong. The reason they're upset is because he got everything right. That's why they're losing their minds. This is all about a big, giant money laundering scheme, and it is the Uniparty. It's not just the Democrats. It's also the establishment Republicans. And if you live in West Virginia, pay attention to what I'm going to say next. This is a tweet by Cliff Maloney, and he sums it up very nicely regarding the Uniparty, regarding not only the Democrats, but the establishment Republicans, the rhinos, Republicans in name only, who have a vested interest in this giant money laundering scheme of U.S. aid and everything connected with what DOGE has uncovered. The Upper Ohio Valley is in an unusual situation, very nice situation. We're represented by four United States senators. Four. A state typically has two. Typically, each state has two. Well, the Upper Ohio Valley is West Virginia and Ohio. So we have two from West Virginia and two from Ohio. We have the senior senator from Ohio, Bernie Moreno, who I love. And we have now the person who replaced J.D. Vance, this John Husted, I think is his name, the former lieutenant governor of Mutilation, Mike DeWine. On the West Virginia side, we have the former governor, Jim Justice, and we have West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. Capito is the key here in what I'm going to say next. The local media is trying to cover for her. They're doing stories about how Shelley Moore Capito is opposed to something or other and something with education, and she's getting some local coverage here. My eyes just glaze over because I know it's all just propaganda. Here's the important thing with this tweet by Cliff Maloney. Step one. Donald Trump electrifies America and wins against all odds to take back the White House on a clear mandate. DOGE the swamp. Step two, Elon Musk goes all in exposing the waste, fraud, and abuse at USAID. Step three, Republican senators block Rand Paul's amendment to defund USAID. Let me read this to you again. Step one, Donald Trump electrifies America and wins against all odds to take back the White House on a clear mandate. Doge the swamp. Expose the corruption. Step two, Elon Musk goes all in exposing the waste, fraud, and abuse at USAID. Step three, Republican senators block Rand Paul's amendment to defund U.S. aid. Republican senators. And yes, that includes West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capital. So for all of this talk, all of this posturing about, oh, it's so wonderful that, you know, we're exposing all of this and we're going to get to the bottom, this, that, or the other. Many Republican senators, I think it was like 24, including West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, block the amendment to defund U.S. aid. When I tell you that this wrinkled rhino and her favorite nephew, Riley Moore, are poison for us, believe me.